We're going to make our covenant of membership this morning, and I want to explain to you a little bit ahead of time what we're going to do and how this works and why we're doing this. Most of you have heard this already, but I'm going to say it again this morning. So you've got a four-page folder in front of you, and I'll talk my way through this, just explain it a bit at the start, and then a few more comments. So on the first page of your sheet is the Apostles' Creed. Now that's a very old statement of what Christians believe, and many different Christian churches still use it to declare what they believe. It's an ancient and trusted summary of our faith. A decent part of this was in use, I think before the year 200. So it will have started about 100 years from the death of the actual apostles. They started using the central part of this. So because of that, because it's so ancient and because so many churches use it, we are using it to join us to the church of the past and to a very wide spectrum of the church now. And those are both good things. We are nowhere near alone in this. The second page is a pledge to Jesus the Lord. So we make our covenant of church membership because we are followers of the Lord. That's the basis, that's the foundation of the rest of the covenant and really everything that we do. And so we're going to read that directly, read it together directly to the Lord Jesus. We will do this on our knees. Scripture says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that starts here. So if your knees don't like to kneel, then that's fine. Stand or sit. But otherwise, we will kneel and I will kneel. And then comes our covenant of membership with each other. That's in the third page. So this covenant is how we define church membership. And it happens this way. One side of the church will stand up and recite the covenant to the other half who remain seated. And then the first half sits down, and the second half will stand and covenant with the first half. They will say back the very same words. So there are reasons to make the covenant this way. One, this way, everyone gets to say the words. Two, this way, no one says it alone. We always hear others making the same covenant with us. And three, this way, we all get to hear others say it to us. So all three of those are important. So we invite every one of you here to join in, but there are visitors, and in saying the words alone does not make you a member. Those who intend by this to join our congregation for the next year will get up afterward and sign their name on a list at the back. And that list of signatures is our membership list. And in 1 year, we will do this again, and then that will be our membership list. So our membership list lasts 1 year. If you want to sign up in a week or a month from now or whenever, that's fine. I'll bring the list to the church for the next few weeks so you can sign if you want to do it that way. We covenanted this way a year ago. And in the last year, as every year, we live this out in some important ways. And we have also failed to live this out. So I assume the coming year will be more or less the same. So this covenant is not a promise to be blameless. When we covenant this way, we are making this way of living together our target, our goal, our aim. We're agreeing with each other before God that this is His way and we will devote ourselves to this. We are entirely dependent on God's help to live this way, to live this out. Philippians 2:13 says, God works among you to will and to act for His good purpose. That's what needs to happen. Hebrews 13 says, God works in us what pleases Him. So these scriptures and others like them are really our only hope of doing here what we say, what we're going to do. And after we've made the covenant, which is on the third page of your handout, and we've signed our name, then we'll go to the fourth page, the Elder Congregation Covenant. And the other elders will join me at the front, and we will repeat our commitment to you, and then the congregation will stand, and you will repeat your commitment to us. And then we're going to have a time of prayer, and we will ask God to do what he promised in those scriptures to do. We're going to ask him for help. So how would a family of brothers and sisters live together if Jesus was the head of the family? How would a family of brothers and sisters live together if Jesus was the head of the family? The goal of our church, in simplest terms, is to live out the answer to that question one week at a time. It is a high goal, the highest possible goal we could set for ourselves, and that's what we're trying to do. So we want you children to stand up and read with us, because the Lord honors your faith and because you're a part of this church family. But signing up as members is only for those who have been baptized. And you, if you have been baptized, we hope you will sign. So the words of these covenants are all scripture paraphrased. That's important here. It means every person who has trusted in Jesus and followed Jesus has already said yes to all of this in principle. If you want Jesus, it is too late to back out on this. These are his words. And basically, we have already agreed to all of this by coming to the Lord, and every child of God should be living this way in some church. But if, for any reason, you don't wish to be a member of this church, then don't go sign. We will not pressure anyone. You can stand and read the words with us, but not sign your name. Or you can stand up and listen and watch what we do, but you don't need to say anything and don't go sign. Membership in this church is only about this covenant. Membership is not a door to something else. It is this. The only thing we get to do, if our name is on the membership list, is do what the covenant says. So don't make it lightly, people. Remember that we do this before God. This covenant will cost you in the year to come, and it will also bring good things to you. So our covenant with each other has a strong emphasis on how we live with each other and how we treat each other. And understand clearly why we have this kind of covenant. We emphasize our life together because this is the overwhelming call of God in Scripture to churches. This is the overwhelming call of God in Scripture to churches. This is what the Lord urges us to do more than anything else. And so we do this in simple obedience to our Lord. We do not make this covenant because it's what will make our church different. It does not matter if our church is different. We want our church to be obedient. We think every church should emphasize these words, although all churches will certainly be different. We don't make this covenant because we think this is the best way to be a church. We do think it is the best way to be a church, but that's not the reason for the covenant. We make this covenant because we want to obey Jesus the Lord, and this is what he tells us to do. We don't make this covenant because we think this will make us a light to the world and will show the world that we're his disciples. It will make us a light to the world and show that we're his disciples, but that's not why we do it. We covenant this way because he said, "This is my command," and because this is the consistent call to churches in the scriptures. This covenant is our submission to God and what he wants above all in churches, and that's why we're doing it. One last thing. This covenant is not what binds us together. God has already bound us together by his Spirit. When we were baptized and believed, God joined us to Christ and made us members of Christ, and at the same time, he made us members of each other. So we are tied to each other and every believer, and we are a part of each other as deeply as the different parts of our physical body are joined to each other. So God has done that by his Spirit. Christ is the head, and our unity was caused by God binding us together with his Spirit. So this covenant declares that we're devoted to living out the unity between us, that God has already made real. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. That's in Ephesians 4. And that's the attitude of this covenant. We will make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. So this covenant is part of our effort. These are the ways God wants us to live out the oneness between us that God already accomplished with His Spirit. So here's how it will happen. We will stand and read the Apostles' Creed together. And then we will kneel before the Lord and we will renew our covenant with Him, that He will be our Lord and we will be His people. And this will be a responsive reading prayer. 3, half of us at a time will stand and read the covenant of membership to each other. 4, then those who are baptized and who want to covenant with this church for the coming year will go and sign one of the sheets at the back. If your signature is not clear, please also print your name. 5, and then the elders will come to the front, and we, the elders, will make a pledge to the rest of the congregation, and then the congregation will respond with your pledge to the elders, and then we will pray. And when we pray, I would like one person to pray for each of these 4 things. More than 4 can pray, but I would like at least one person for each of these. And I will ask for all volunteers at that time. But 1, someone confess our failures. Lead us to confess to God that we have failed to live by our covenant this last year. And if we fail God, we have failed each other. 2, thanks for God's help. God has helped us in important ways in this last year to do things right. It's important to thank God for the ways His Holy Spirit has helped us. 3, let someone to pray, help us keep this. Pray that God would fill us with the Spirit and help us to live out this covenant, that His Spirit would work in us so we'll want to live this way and so we'll actually do it. So pray for help. That's the 3rd one. And 4, thanks for the family of Christ. God has bound us together and made us one, and our covenant does not do that. God has done that. God has already done it, and He has made us rich through each other. So someone will give thanks for the family of Christ as we live it out here. All right, let's covenant.